perfect. 100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. So we are honoring some of our friends over at Franciscan Missionary University. Mm-hmm. So a couple of years ago, we had some people in studio and we interviewed them over the phone as well during COVID, mm-hmm. and we honored healthcare heroes. And right now we're finding out why these students chose FRANU. So we have our friend Bryant on the phone right now. Hello, Bryant.
Hey, thank y'all for having me.
Absolutely. So we know that community and family are super important to you. So how has FRANU fostered a sense of community among its students? And how have you been able to connect with fellow students and faculty outside the classroom at FRANU?
So what I would say before I even chose where to go to school at is one of the big things I wanted to kind of focus on was having a smaller knit community and having a place where I felt like I could go to and be able to interact with others on a smaller scale basis rather than like a larger university. It was mm-hmm. just kind of one of the things that kind of intimidated me at first.
Right.
So I chose FRANU, and then little did I know by the time I got there, I realized just how close everyone was. I mean, from the faculty to the students, the way the students interacted with one another, from top to bottom. So overall, it's always felt like a big family from the very beginning. A lot of the classmates that I've been to school with since my very first semester, I'm best friends with now. Some of the teachers from 4 years ago, I still talk to on a weekly basis. So it's just always felt like it's been such a close knitted environment there. It's like everyone's family, everyone cares about each other, and they really just kind of help pick you up along the way to where you never feel like you're just a number. You're never just a number there.
Right.
So.
Oh, I love that.
Thanks.
So I'm seeing here that you have an upcoming start on FRANU's doctorate program for physical therapy. Is that correct?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Ma'am.
That's a huge deal.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how was FRANU's Bachelor of Health Science program prepared you for this next step in your education and your career?
Overall, I feel like that entire track just laid the foundation for everything mm-hmm. that I'm going to be going through in the DPT program.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from there in the PTA program in 2020, and even all of those undergrad classes for the program for then and even for now, I feel like it just laid the foundation. I feel like they've really just given me everything I needed to go in and feel like I'm going to be successful and already maybe even a little bit ahead of the ball. Like I'm more prepared.
Right.
Then say if someone came in from another university, and yeah. I've seen that in the past where it's kind of just, I don't want to say it's giving me a leg up against them. It's just, I feel like I have a better foundation and I don't feel so intimidated or overwhelmed going into the program. I feel
prepared.
Actually fairly confident and prepared. Like, okay, I can do this. And, you know, the rubber meets the road here, and I have all the tools in my toolbox that I'm going to need to be able to be successful and school and my career.
Right.
That's amazing. So what initially sparked your interest in the physical therapy field?
So growing up, I was a very overweight kid and played a lot of sports. So literally year after year, I was always getting injured. I was always getting hurt. Numerous trips to the doctor's office and getting cast and kind of seeing that side of the healthcare field wasn't happening for me. So I kind of developed a sense of physical therapy and what it entailed then. And I actually kind of, before I chose PT, I wanted to go into nursing and decided to change routes, had an opportunity to shadow in a PT clinic. And I really just knew from the very beginning that that was like my calling, it was my vocation. You know, it's cliche to say that, you know, I wanted to help people and everything, but I really didn't know what field I wanted to go into.
Yeah.
And the moment I stepped into a PT clinic, I was like, man, this is it. This is my calling. Like, this is what I'm here for. I love this already, and it's blossomed ever since then.
I love that. That's so cool. So overall, if there was somebody that came to you and said, look, I'm looking to go into college, I want to start a new career, and they were kind of second guessing going to FRANU, what advice would you give them to kind of push them to check out FRANU?
I'll probably resort back to what I said in the very beginning. You know, like, you're not just a number there. Mm-hmm. It's so close-knit, like I said, and you're not just a number. You're going to feel welcome from the day you step on campus. Mm-hmm. The faculty, and like I said, the students and the professors and everybody is just so welcoming with open arms, and you know, that you can just feel like a sense of love and welcomeness, and it's just really such a great place to go to. And I never thought that I would have ever said that before I ever started college, is that, you know, my college experience may be a lot different than others because going to a larger university or anything like that, like, you're not going to get the same type of vibe or feel from there. So I would just say, like, hey, like, I was there, like, I was in those shoes once, and I didn't even want to go to college. Never did I even think that I would have had the experience that I've had and had such good success in it. And I would just kind of say, like, hey, like, if I can do it, you can do it.
Right.
Just give them a try. Unless they're saying, like, no, I want to go to a larger university. Like, Fran U is a place to be.
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely. I'm like you to where I rather a smaller classroom, a smaller environment. So I love that Fran U has that, like you said, very oriented, family oriented, and it feels like you're a part of something instead of just being a number like every other big university.
Mm-hmm.
Right, absolutely.
Well, awesome, Bryant. We appreciate you taking some time to talk to us today. And we actually have a full bio on Bryant and why he chose Fran U up on our website. His picture's there and everything. at 107. Absolutely. So go check that out on our website at 1007thetiger.com. Bryant, thank you so much for chatting with us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you all again for having me on. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
100.7 The Tiger.